door to people. It's, unless you've got a lot of money, it's kind of what we do.
Yes, of course.
You have to have a neighbour. And everyone has a good neighbour. You know, that might become a good friend.
That's true.
Because they say when good neighbours become good friends.
Yeah,
I don't know where I've heard that before.
I don't know either.
Jules, one neighbour has decided to take her rage out on her next door neighbours passive-aggressively with some lights.
Okay.
Not flashing lights, not sirens, not strobe lights. Mm-hmm. She has put up garden lights that apparently are causing her neighbours to not sleep.
Why have they done that in the first place?
Well,
it must have been something.
She wanted to light up her garden.
Yeah.
She said it was too dark. She was worried that the wrong kind of people might be attracted to the house, burglars.
Is this in the front of the front yard?
There's a front yard.
Yeah, there's a front yard. All right.
And they obviously live quite close together. This is in the UK, so I'm sure that, you know, the houses are very
quite narrow
knick-knacky.
You usually share a wall sometimes, don't you?
What do you do? The lady has put it on the internet, as you do. She's complained to Facebook,
yep,
and people have said, you got to go to the council. But what can the council do? She's not making noise. She's just got her outside lights on at all times. Personally, I'm taking a poo in your letterbox with a note.
Ugh.
With a note saying, cut the just a passive-aggressive poo.
That's not passive-aggressive, mate. That's very aggressive.
No, it's not. No, it's not. A brick through the window is aggressive. Leaving some poo in there, and I know it's disgusting.
That is revolting.
But it's a power move. It is a power move.
It's not a power move.
So what do you do?
I think you just go to council.
But what can council do, really?
And you say, mate, maybe sensor lights or something.
Oh, yeah, true.
Maybe suggest you could put sensor lights in there instead. So if someone did, if her real issue and the reason she put those lights in there was to deter, I don't know, people.
Burglars
or whatever, then if she had sensor lights, they would go off if a burglar came up.
Jules, all right, okay, you're in this situation.
Yeah.
You and Glenn, you're up late. Ruby's not sleeping. The lights are creeping through the blinds.
Okay, that's every night.
You've asked the neighbours, hey, what's the deal with these lights?
Yeah, yeah.
They go, we don't care. Be quiet, you.
Yeah.
Witch lady, get back in your house with your child and your husband.
Yeah.
This is from their perspective. You've gone to the council. They can't do anything about it. What are you doing? What are you doing then?
Building a bigger fence?
No, you've got to be vindictive. Come on, Jules.
I'm not vindictive like that, though.
How do you get back to these people and let them know that's not cool?
Put brighter lights in your front yard?
like Christmas time.
Yeah.
Oh, Cheryl's got lights up. We'll do a bigger display.
With flashing lights.
Oh, okay.
Just to really annoy them. If you wanted to be like that.
But you're going to the council.
I'd go to council first.
All right. Well, if you're having trouble with your neighbours, make sure you don't, do anything illegal. Just hopefully knock on their door, ask them, or apply to be on Neighbours at War. Great TV.
Oh, yeah. All right.